hand over your heart and join me in Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Here.
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 Here. Thank you. Okay. I know everyone is so serious. Let's kind of break up the seriousness. Public communications. I don't see anyone from the public offices of the city.
I move that we accept the consent agenda as published.
I agree. Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second, and this is a roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you, Donna. City Council business is item CC2. This is a discussion regarding placing the mayor's term of office on the ballot. And City Attorney Kazanowicz.
Thank you, Honorable Mayor, Council members. This is a continuation item from last meeting. Before you again for your deliberation is whether or not to, one, place the issue of the mayoral term, a change in the mayoral term from 2 years to 4 years before the voters in the November election, and two, if such a ballot is to be placed on at the election, whether to indicate the 2012 or 2010 as the effective date of the potential change. The staff report outlines the reasons why staff believes that a 2012 would be the appropriate first mayoral term if the voters in the 2010 election would elect to change that term to 4 years, and as well as ordering me to file a impartial analysis. With that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Very good. Any questions of the city attorney? Okay, this is a business item. I don't see anyone from the public wishing to speak on this. So let's have some discussion. Mayor Pro Tem Nichols.
Yes, I am the one that brought this matter forward in the beginning, asked that it be placed on the agenda. Done quite a bit of work on it myself, and I can quite honestly say that I have not done enough work. I personally would like to see this matter completely withdrawn and dropped. I don't think it's an item that we are prepared to put on the ballot. Therefore, my recommendation is I would ask the other council members to go along with me in dropping this matter completely at this time.
Okay. Anyone else have any thing they'd like to add to that?
No, it's I other agree that Mr. Nichols did start the process, and so.
Okay. Well,
he did. I mean, I'd just like to say I think it's a good idea, personally, but I'm not going to go around and knock on doors to make it happen on my own. So, having said that, if I'm the only one, I'm not.
Being brought back for future consideration, is that?
Yep.
Okay, because I guess it sounds like some additional information. So, City Attorney, we don't necessarily need a motion on that. I think that is, I just want to see if we have consensus on that direction. Everyone okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm okay with it. If okay. Mr. Nichols wants to do it, I'm certainly okay with it. So.
Very good. Then I think that affects item CC3 as well, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so then, so that would be applicable to CC2 and also 3. Okay, very good. We have consensus on those two items. All right, let's move into our joint City Council Improvement Agency business tonight. And we get a presentation of a draft fiscal year 11 through fiscal year 12 budget. And City Manager, how are we going to proceed this evening?
Mr. Mayor, I'll make the presentation. We released this budget to you yesterday, and my expectation is that we will provide the presentation, obviously be available for any kind of questions that you may have, and any specific direction or follow-up that you may want to see. Actually, I'm in a position to adopt the budget, depending on the progress that the council wants to make. In order to make that happen, I will note that we'll need to adopt a continuing resolution because this is the final adoption would occur a few days after July 1st.
Let me ask you a question. Since we just received the budget and you obviously presented it to us this evening, I would think there's probably the expectation of getting concrete direction from the council this evening. It's probably not very high.
Mm-hmm.
And so you believe that on July 6th, that if there is not substantial changes and things of that nature, we might be able to adopt it then.
Right. Correct.
If not, would we need to then bring it to the forward it on to the meeting of July the 19th or
20? What is 14th?
It'll be the 19th.
19th. Right.
Okay, and that's why we would need the continuing resolution.
Right.
Yeah. I got it.
Interrupt
sure.
Go any further?
Yes.
Yeah, I would like to interrupt before we go any further, go back to the issue that I brought forth, and I would like to recognize the amount of work that Attorney Kozanowicz has done on this project.
I appreciate that.
Well done. Mostly.
And I have a question on your question.
On my question. Go ahead.
Is there a reason why we couldn't bring it back on the 28th as opposed to the 6th and then potentially meet our time frame?
That would be difficult,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Depending on, you know, that mm-hmm. simply would be difficult. Possible, but difficult.
Okay.
Yeah, I was originally thinking that we would need a special meeting to adopt it on the 6th, which the 6th still puts us beyond the
That's
fiscal
correct.
Year. So I don't
okay.
I think he's right.
All right.
But, yeah. And we know that the budget has been very difficult this year, given the economic situation, given the state's continued failure to adopt the budget on time and to continue to take away an unfunded state mandate. So I'm pretty sure we'll our understanding of the deadline and having to take the additional time. So with that, City Manager.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. Staff is, in fact, pleased to be able to present to you the second biannual budget. In beginning, I'd like to state that of such difficulty, developing this budget for a two-year basis has been a very difficult task. The city staff has spent literally hours at putting this together.
Probably days.
Hours and days, and it has not been easy. However, we feel that it presents a comprehensive plan,
mm-hmm.
that it is complete, that it has addressed a number of the priorities that the council has set forward. It certainly provides us a beginning point to work from. And to do that, by way of background, I'd first like to indicate that the combined general fund, combined fund for the next 2 years is $31,333,583. That's a big number, but please remember that is all of our funds for the two-year period. That includes the general fund of $14,235,320. The enterprise fund of $9,356,408, and within the enterprise fund, there are several sub funds, including the waterfront, the wastewater treatment 78. In developing this budget, we actually started several months ago. We've been working with the council in developing a set of city goals and work programs. The council ultimately adopted these a few meetings ago. What we did is we developed the budget. We began inserting those goals and work programs in the document itself.
Mm-hmm.
And as you go through the document, you'll see these referenced, and there are actual calendar completion dates in each of the section. Mm-hmm. So we've really attempted to try and tailor the document to fit the needs of the city. So I've already mentioned staff will be at the end of this requesting specific direction to the degree that you can provide it in terms of finalizing the document. and proceed. By way of background also, as I mentioned in the State of the City discussion a few months ago, this has not been an easy time for us, but we've continued to do a great deal with a limited number of staff members we have and with the resources that we have. During this last period, the city's workforce has declined from 68 to 62 full-time employees. In essence, it's interesting to note that with the fire joint powers agreement becoming effective, we'll actually see our employee workforce decrease, direct employee workforce decrease by another 6 to 56 individuals. That simply means that we will have less folks around to do the day-to-day tasks of the city. Obviously, the fire will continue to perform its job responsibly, but there were a lot of little items that, because there will be a separate entity, will probably need to rely on our existing in-house staff to take care of. Example, we used to use the fire department to pick up non-compliant political signs. Well, we'll have to find a different way to get that done. All in all, we have seen challenges, diminishing revenues are continuing across the board. But what we've attempted to do is with the diminishing revenues, and I think the council is well aware of this, and the community forward. This is something that you've seen before, but I think it's instructive. It's a comparison of the city, its general fund resources, number of employees, and population. And as I've noted before, as you can tell, the city of Grover Beach is far from being the smallest city population-wise, and yet we have the smallest budget with the $7,560,284. This is the fiscal year we're just concluding. Arroyo Grande, I want to concentrate on that a little bit more. Arroyo Grande, to our east, has a population of 17,000, slightly more than 17,000 individuals, a budget of $14 million, and 83 employees. I think it's also interesting to note, if you further do the math, the cost or the per capita spending in Arroyo Grande is $849 per individual. In Grover Beach, it's $570 residents. True, they are impacted by higher numbers during the summer, but the per capita spending for Pismo Beach is very close to $1,700 per individual. And just by way of note, San Luis Obispo, the city of San Luis Obispo, the per capita spending is slightly more than $1,100. Per individual. So, again, you can see that the per capita spending is far less here than any of our cities, and that's using the resources available to us. As you review the budget, you'll find that it's in several different sections. The citywide budget contains a listing of adopted financial policies. Key assumptions used by staff in developing the budget, and most importantly probably are the summary sheets, provide a concise overview of the city's combined fund balances, fund history, and interfund transfers, as well as projected fund balance sheets. Also, by way of note, I've made this distinction before. It's important to note that fund balance and capital is combined, and it's a figure that we get and is double-checked by the auditor on an annual basis. But what we have done in this year that is a bit different, and to give you an idea of exactly, as as you go through the document, you'll find at the bottom of each fund summary, there the cash balance is listed, so you'll know absolutely how much cash we have on hand for each fund that we're dealing with. As I've noted before, the combined budget is slightly more than $331 million in FY11. That's $16,700,000, and in FY12, $14,623,000. The lower expenditure in the second year is again just an indication of how the slowing economy is affecting the resources we're able to have and what we're able to do. Next. The general fund is the next major section that I'd like to review. The general fund provides for a key delivery of are the general users of that fund. Revenues are expected to continue to decline this year to a level of slightly more than $7 million, including transfers in FY11. Sales tax has decreased by 20% since 2008, and we expect it to remain static at this level for the next year. Property tax has come down a bit as well. I think the property tax, although it's not listed here, it's about 3%. We're expecting it to be further down. And sale of property is, we have used, as you're aware, sale of property to assist with balancing the budget in the past. In FY11, that's $300,000, and FY12, we're showing that as being $250,000. Expenditures on the other side are expected to decrease. Just as well in FY11, it will amount to $7,517,698. FY12 in the general fund is 39, but that's because we are actually using $172,000 that we have in carryover from the year that we're completing. That's the good news, that we've actually been able to balance and complete this fiscal year in the black, so we have some carryover that rather than dedicating to reserve funds, we're actually able to recommend we use in covering our expenditures. The difficult issue is in year FY12, we're expecting at this point the budget expenditures to exceed revenues by 811.127. Some of the steps, I think it's important to note that we've taken already and incorporated in the draft budget is we will continue recommending the continued freeze on the replacement of full-time employees. Again, the use of the carryover is demonstrated of $172,265. Maximize the use of proceeds from the sales tax adjustment and a minimized amount spent on equipment acquisition in the police department where we have mandated training that we're required to do. Most of that, I should mention, is reimbursed. We've also recommending in the case of the council that we minimize those expenditures as well, with the exception of those dollars that are necessary to maintain our city, a League of California City's obligations and local obligations that come up from time to time. Also, additional steps that are incorporated in the draft budget, we have actually modified the skate park schedule to decrease costs to the general fund. In the past, the operation of the skate park has the cost of operating the skate park has exceeded revenues. And we have attempted to try and address that. The revised schedule would leave us open in the summer in 10 months out of the, or excuse me, roughly 8 months out of the Essentially, we'd be closed a couple of months out of the year. In the very winter, that's where when our low use occurs. We're also looking at reducing some of our special events where we're going to bid out our landscape maintenance contract. We've had the same contractor for a number of years. We think we can do better by doing an RFP and sending that out, so we're going to do that as well. In going to the employees, we also made available to employees a voluntary furlough compensation reduction program to participate in the event that they wanted to do so accordingly. And we actually have four employees that are taking advantage of that at this particular time. The general fund continued. This I wanted to indicate to you. This is the half-cent sales tax revenue that we're anticipating. Basically, the adjustment from the sales tax that was approved in 2006. For both years, we're expecting to receive $455,000. This is a little bit down from what we've received in the past. In the past, we've been used to seeing revenues with a half-cent sales tax adjustment at a little $40,000. The equipment replacement is fairly limited. We're in the process of completing a lease on a fire truck, and that's $47,000 a year. And the remainder is equipment, a car replacement that we're working with in the police department. So those are the only pieces of equipment that are in the budget of any significance. The rest of that fund then is dedicated to the general fund in terms of trying to assist with our expenditures there. Fire service consolidation, I just wanted to mention fire service consolidation will take place on July 9th, 2010. That's a Friday, in case anyone is interested. I think the time for that is 3 p.m. City to receive the quarterly payments to the JPA will begin. As noted in the budget, the total amount is $1,149,936, and these will be discounted our contribution to the JPA once it's reduced by that $1,149,000 figure is roughly $1,117,000. City will retain code enforcement services. I actually felt that this was important to do because I wanted to make sure that code enforcement services were under the city's direct control. And so and dollars had been budgeted for the fire department for code enforcement. We will be retaining those dollars here. And I'll be placing that function under the supervision of the Public Works Director. General fund summaries and recommendation. What we're suggesting and as an approach to dealing with the deficit as you see it, the general funds we're recommending, again, the use of the $172,000 in carryover. That's probably the easier decision to make. The other is staff is recommending that the city, we've already begun discussions with personnel associations, and what we're looking at getting is our target is to reduce employee costs by furloughs, or it may mean in some cases changes in compensation actually. We expect that it would amount to about 5%. And then we're suggesting that staff recommend the use of approximately $100,000 in reserves, at least for the next couple of years. This will assist with the reduction in the deficit in that second year. And we are just going to have to continue to work creatively to try and be able to deal with the deficit in that second year. The enterprise funds, moving along to those. First, wastewater. Wastewater remains in good shape, relatively good shape. FY11 includes a capital project to extend the sewer line down 4th Street at roughly sewer's cost of $339,497, and that's why the costs in the sewer fund are a little bit higher in FY11, and actually we would be taking those dollars out Monday night. We'll also be bringing the water rate adjustments back per council's direction. A couple of things that are impacting this budget. Actually, we make the last payment on the water meters, I believe, in the coming year, and that's $358,000, and that's why you see an actual reduction in the expenditures in FY12. We're recommending continued capital improvements, which are primarily waterline replacements that we do at the same time we do our street rehabilitation project, and that's pretty well been our approach for a number of years. We have the water rates pending, and what will happen is noted on Monday night, depending on which way the council decides to go with that. We'll see an initial deficit in the water fund that will correct itself over time with the adoption of rates. Moving on to the improvement agency, these are some of the budgeted items that are included in the improvement agency budget. Applications pending for the first time in years. One of those actually is, I believe, the post office building may come in for a facade improvement program and get done, which would be nice because it's in the downtown area. Then we've got some other businesses in the West Grand Avenue area that are looking at participating in a joint signage program. The West Grand Avenue Master Plan, that's listed here at $20,000, probably will need to adjust that a bit after we see how much we've actually expended for this fiscal year. We have the Wayfinding Sign Program listed at $15,000, marketing, a combined marketing program at $16,200. We've listed the design of the master technology plan at $75,000. Other items that are of special, and you need to remember that's highlighting some of the more significant expenditures. It's not all inclusive in the agency. Other items, one that we are reluctant, those dollars last year. That amount was $379,000, as you'll recall, and we ended up actually using Redevelopment Agency Housing Fund to cover that payment, and we'll need to begin repaying the housing fund over the next five-year period. But the $77,981, our property tax dollars that the state is basically redirecting. Also, we have other organizations that we work with, other partner organizations that we work with are included. This includes the EVC membership of $7,500, the VCB membership of $5,600, the Housing Trust Fund $5,000, and the Chamber of Commerce $25,000. The Chamber of Commerce has submitted a letter, as did the Housing Trust Fund. The Housing Trust Fund is requesting the continuation of the $5,000. Chamber of Commerce is actually requesting an increase in their level of support. I included that letter in your attachments, and it's available to make presentations at that time. Also, I wanted to discuss with the council an idea for a business retention and recruitment program. It is something that I think that we really need to think about in terms of our, even in our difficult times. Obviously, we've seen a number of vacancies that have occurred in the downtown area. I had thought in the past the board has expressed an interest in pursuing this. My estimate is that this would probably cost about $50,000 to $55,000. The council is interested in proceeding with this. We would probably need to modify the agency's budget in some way to be able to include it, but it might be worth the council discussing further. The capital improvement program, there are a number of projects listed. Grover Heights Park, as I understand, that project, by the way, is out to bid right now. That's actually will be very soon. That's the restroom improvement at the Grover Heights Park. Energy efficiency improvements, I should mention that we actually at this point are expecting the HVAC units will be replaced beginning next week. And they'll be on site with a crane, et cetera, to begin. So that is in full swing. Depot expansion project we've identified to include the environmental document at $65,000. West Grand Avenue storm drain, at least getting the design done, is at $100,000. South 4th Street to Farrell Road to Highland, that's a combined project at $815,000, $896,000, and we have that one out to actually, it's been fully designed, and we're about ready to go out to bid on that project as well. Long Branch demonstration project, the pools, both local street dollars as well as safe routes to school to try and get as many improvements as we can around the school is being worked on with the school to complete that in this first half of the fiscal year. And as I've already mentioned, the government level, they're actually doing the due diligence on the grant, and we expect that that's a good sign that the that we've been kicked up a level in terms of that potential, and we should know probably by the end of the summer or early fall as to whether we get funded. If we get funded, then obviously the number reserved here is going to change significantly. Total cost of capital improvements listed is $2,698,954. The street rehabilitation funds recommended to be used for the project this year are to go to Long Branch and South 4th are recommended. But we also recognize that we need to also return with a list of streets so that we can begin getting design done for dollars as they become available. There's also always the potential that maybe when these projects go out and go out to bid, given the current bidding climate, they could come in a little bit under what the engineer's estimate is, and then we'd be able to use those dollars to do other street work. Any direction that you might want to provide us in terms of areas you might want us to look at for the next meeting and go around, and hopefully we can move towards the finalization of the document. And we're all here and available to answer questions if that's your desire.
Great. Thank you, City Manager. Any questions at this point?
No questions.
I have lots of questions.
Well, then you have the you have the floor.
I have the advantage of being self-employed, so I could reschedule enough to read a lot today.
Oh, good.
So One of the things I wanted to ask of the city manager is that I don't know if you're aware of it yet, if you've heard from the VCB, from John Summer, but they have revised their billing so that it more accurately reflects the actual services that they provide, which are really based on hotel spaces. Mm. And as I understand it, they have slashed their request to us in about half.
Oh, that's good. No, yeah. I haven't seen that.
So you should be hearing from him, and I think we'll have about $2,800 left over there, hopefully.
Good.
And he would be able to confirm that. I thought perhaps money out of the reserve, and that we've had a policy of having a reserve which is a good chunk, a high percentage of what our actual budget is. And I wondered, and we're going to be taking it down, as I understand it. And I'm wondering if historically, if we've got any. I'm looking at Citywide, page 7, Citywide 7, at the very beginning. I'm kind of going through in a logical order, or as in the order of things as they go. And obvious, I'm a little concerned about using reserves, but I know that they're four times such as these, and I wondered historically if we have used them before and taken them down this low before.
In the past, in 1992, the city was basically almost bankrupt. We had less than $100,000 in cash in the bank.
Wow.
So it has taken 20 years to get the reserves built up to where they are, 18 years.
Wow.
It is not fiscally prudent to bleed the reserves down as quickly as we will within the two-year time frame, because if the downturn continues beyond 2012, we could very quickly run out of reserves.
And that's a call that the council ultimately can make as to what level of reserves you want to expend. But it would always be our desire to try and minimize to the extent we can mm-hmm. the use of the reserves for other than the issues that are outlined in the policy. So
it would be, if there is absolutely no other alternative,
right.
and we've done everything
right.
else,
right.
and usually you guys are pretty good at finding another way.
Okay. We're trying.
Yeah. all righty. I think I'm going to cut to the chase here. I have a lot of small questions and comments, but you know the glaring one and the one that we talked about so much the other night was the water fund. And when I got through to the water fund, I have to say that it certainly looked to me, and I don't even know where it is in here.
It's in the enterprise funds,
okay.
and it is...
Starts on page 11.
Here's what it looks like to me. It looks like, as I go through this, on almost every single page, like are erratically up in many, many categories, when our revenues are down. And so from a business perspective, I look at this and I think, okay, so why is this? What's happening here? I see it in the salaries and benefits in 07-08. They were at just under 600,000, and now they're at between 2010 and 2012, we're looking at them being at about 800,000, so that's a 30% increase. I'm looking at, capital projects, fair enough. That's a decision item. But it concerns me. And supplies, data processing are up 75%. I guess it's mostly salaries and supplies. But I'm wondering, usually you see it go the other way. Revenue doesn't go down, expenses go up. Usually what we like to see is revenue goes down, expenses go down, and the city's done a great job of that in almost every area. But I have to look at this and say, okay, what happened?
Well, I can explain. Oh.
The amended budget in terms of salaries, the 722 is what you're looking at,
mm-hmm.
and at that time we had budgeted pretty much for in the actual, because we're down to this.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right.
All right. So that's the number we're really looking at.
And for fiscal year 11, One of the things I do every year is I take the work crew's diary to see where they have worked for the past time period that we had just finished budgeting for. Uh-huh. So I took their diaries for the last 2 years, looked at the work diaries to see where did they really work.
Right.
And did an analysis. And then we also do an analysis of in-house staff, where has in-house staff worked. And we will change the allocation of where people have worked based on what the past work history has been over the previous budget.
Well, that was what I was wondering. If what had happened here is that people's work time was reallocated, and that was it not. If that's the case, did we not know how much work time was required in 07-08? Was that incorrect? And suddenly it's become higher? Or
yeah, there's no way to tell what someone's going to do for mm-hmm. the coming year. Mm-hmm. That's why you look
right,
what has occurred and move forward
with historical.
From there.
Yeah.
The other thing that we will present on the 6th, we intend to go through this, and I think you'll be able. We have some where we're able to control costs, mm-hmm. but relative to the magnitude of all of the costs that are presented, it's really pretty small.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some other areas with the water fund that we're going to need to pay attention to that we need to discuss. For instance, right now, we're participating with our partners in trying to, by partners, I mean Arroyo Grande, Pismo Beach, and continuing to explore other sources mm-hmm. of water.
Good.
And those are costs that you might look at as discretionary, but they're really not, because we need to continue to do our due diligence in trying to make the best use out of what we have, as well as determine what is available for us in the future.
Okay.
So hopefully when we come back on the 6th, we'll go through that in some level of detail, and so you'll be able to see what's really available for control and what's not.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm looking at this again and looking at the different column here, the estimated actual, and supplies data processing is more than doubled. And I think those are probably – that was the real red flag to me. I did wonder – now this is going back to the general fund, and when – in fact, there were a few times, so this is more of a general question, but I saw of course, we have a lot of expense for telephone. We have a lot of expense for natural gas, electricity, and water. And I wondered how much time has been spent on finding ways that we could maybe minimize those. You know, like I have 3 bricks in my toilets. I know it's not advised. Plumbers don't listen. But, you know, I think all of us in our own homes have found ways to save money on water, and I'm wondering if that's something that the city has looked at, too.
Well, we already have.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
right.
That was part of what Pacific West Solutions
right.
did for
right.
us. And
yeah.
actually what we hope, you know, is that especially relative to there are certain energy savings mm-hmm. that we're supposed to be banking on with the increase the HVAC improvements, et cetera.
Right.
And so hopefully this next year we'll have a little bit better handle on where those expenditures will end up. And they should end up, the new improvements should end up saving us money.
Okay. And the bad stuff, there's a lot in here, so.
In some instances, there were items to where there were funds budgeted in one place, but the expenditures were occurring
okay.
in others. And so we reallocated the budgets to where the funds were needed. So
okay.
we would take away from the line item that where they weren't spending and move to the line item where the expenditures were over the budgeted items.
Okay, so I guess we can talk about that specifically as at the next meeting. So those were really my big red flags. Thanks.
Okay. I don't think anyone else had any questions. I have a few things, and not a lot, because obviously I still want to go through this, but I want to talk maybe broad strokes initially with respect to the general trends. I would agree. Looks like you're looking at the sales tax. You said it had gone down about 20%, and so we're projecting that hopefully that will stay static. And then the property taxes are down 3%. And Let's hope that that stays constant as well. I wasn't sure if we had, and I know the discussion of revenue enhancements can be very controversial right now, so I'm going to withhold any comment or question. What type of, a little further clarification on that?
And we're really looking at those that, have been minimally attended, and we have ended up spending staff time and costs on that really seems to have a diminishing return. One of those is, and you'll have to help me with those, Kathy, that we've looked at, Cupid's, Valentine's Day. Can you explain that
sure.
a little bit?
Mayor and council members, Kathy Petker, Parks and Recreation Director. Going over the budget with the Gala and Bob, essentially we strategized that what we would do is not completely eliminate anything other than what that event that Bob just talked about and the Cupid's Helper, with there was low attendance and it was taking up too much staff time. However, the events that we do have, a lot of them are free and they aren't even listed in the budget because we don't even have an expenditure allocated toward running them. For example, 9/11, mm-hmm. we don't have a budget, but that is something that takes staff time, that what we decided to do, dollars budgeted. However, okay. that impacts over 300 kids. It takes staff time, but that's a decision that we decided to keep in the budget as an event.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. And then I don't want anyone to take a leap of logic from this next question, but I think it bears asking. Number eight, under your strategies, you had said you've made available to employees a voluntary mm-hmm. furlough and compensation reduction. Is that in advance of the negotiations that you anticipate?
That's correct.
Okay. So that's because I was wondering why voluntary, and if we need to get to a point where we need to move beyond that. So.
And, realistically, that was a suggestion I had. I've had discussions with the employee groups in general. And, the employees largely work here like a family. One of the suggestions they had made is, why don't you provide an opportunity for us to voluntarily change our work schedules, mm-hmm. and if it can be accommodated before you get to a point of having to sit down and discuss things across
one day off a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I think initially we were all shocked, and then after we got used to being able to go play a round of golf and enjoy it, it helped out, and then the salaries returned. So I was just curious on that. Also, I want to talk a little bit about, and I appreciate the amount you've shown with respect to the sales tax measure for street repair. I know you've kept that at about 240, and I know we've tried to use 50% as a rule of thumb.
Right.
And this is a little higher than that 50%, and I'm wondering if that's something that this we'll have to have some discussion about. I think that it's a tough time. Yes, we've made great progress, but these are tough times for us all, and I think we really need to maybe revisit that a little bit as we go forward. Because I know we've done a great job of maintaining revenues, at least for the 8 years I've been on this council, and when we've done it, it has been a last resort, and it had not been a continuing trend. And I think we've lived by that, and I don't expect any less this year. But I know we've been hoped that you would identify in the general fund under the CIP. There, it looks like in FY, is it 10-11, you've identified, I think, $498,000. As an expenditure, and maybe just a little further discussion of what all falls in that category, and I think we'll just have to have that discussion,
right.
If not tonight, certainly on July 6th. The other thing I'd ask you to do tonight is for anyone even though there's no members of the public in the audience, they do watch this at home. And when you went through your PowerPoint under Improvement Agency, you showed the revenues and the expenditures being quite a bit higher than the revenues in Improvement Agency. But I think the clarification of it's one of the few funds where we are, it's actually designed to take on some debt service.
Right.
Can you maybe make some further clarification?
There are a couple of things. One, what is reflected there, there are two things that really drive the cost. One is a debt service payment that we make on an annual basis that amounts to 200 construction and some of the early improvements projects that we got underway with the agency. That's $280,000. There is also, I don't have the figure directly in front of me, but redevelopment still plays a significant role in our many of our capital improvement projects. Again, coming to mind, it is being used as match dollars in the Grand Avenue expansion project, I think. If I'm not mistaken, there's roughly $150,000 in redevelopment agency dollars that are being used as match dollars for the federal monies. There's also there is a limited amount of redevelopment dollars that are also spent in our street rehabilitation project. There's an amount there. In terms of our some of our project future project work, the $100,000 in terms of the storm drain design is also an improved need to actually create debt before you can draw down the property tax increment from the county. So you have to create the reason and spend that money before you can actually draw it down from the county.
Okay. And, well, I think it's a lot of information tonight, so I want to give everyone an opportunity to read the document, to come prepared with questions. So I think I want to talk to you. Let's talk a little bit about procedures and process from this point forward. What are the other items do you anticipate being on the July 6th agenda?
The only other significant item will be the water rate discussion, the return of the water rate discussion. There are other items, but they are general regular business items.
Okay.
But the majority of it will be the water rate discussion in the budget, and they probably will. Actually, that's probably a good match because one deals
it
with the other.
Yeah, I was thinking that earlier as you were going through the budget. So,
may I ask one question?
Yes, Councilmember Bright.
In relation to
at that time,
that would be good. Okay.
Okay. Thanks for asking that question. I was going to ask it, and then I thought because I think there is an opportunity. I know that looks like previously there was about $15,000 that came from the general fund in support of the chamber. So,
and I know there's some other numbers in here, so I'd like to talk to them about.
And I just want to clarify that what you'll be doing on the 6th is establishing budget amounts. Ultimately, the changes to the actual contract will be a separate document. Process, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Thanks for that clarification. Okay, so then all the other agencies will be given an opportunity to come in. So I'm not going to ask questions on that. So, okay. Excellent work on it. I know that there has been a lot of work done on this. And like you said, the hours turned into days, days into weeks, and weeks into months. And the economy is having that effect on everyone, and we know it's not easy to put together a budget document. I mean, 1 year, let alone out two, but it does allow us to do something. We want to make sure that we go about this in a fair manner. We want to make sure that staff morale
is still up. I'm hoping it's up. I know it's hard to do in these difficult times, but we'll have that discussion on July 6th. So thanks to the staff for all your hard work, and we understand the compromise and the situations that you're all in, and we will be fair and open-minded as we go forward.
John, could I have a comment here?
Yeah, Councilmember Myers.
Just a comment on the one item, the business retention and recruitment item that you mentioned. I think we all think that could be a good thing in certain economic climates, but I'd like to suggest that council think about it between now and their next meeting, and maybe staff as well, if that's something we really want to fund, the $250,000, when we already have a whole lot of the same stuff going on. We got the visitor service area we were designing, the 4th Street improvement that we're doing, the Beach Lodge that we're working on. We had the 2000 envisioning, two visioning workshop, and creating all the areas that tells the world that we are ready for them to come to us, and that's been out in the world for a long time. And this turn down with businesses not moving, probably not moving, I just don't.
We'll have that discussion, and I think the only thing we can really do is set the policy and provide the opportunity. I think that's the tough thing, and we got some criticism the other night, and quite honestly, the only thing the council and the city can do is to put our best foot forward, and hopefully we can do that in a responsible manner, and eventually people discover just really how great a city this is to invest in. Mm-hmm. So. I know there's some actions we need to take this evening.
Yes. You do need to adopt the continuing resolution.
Yes.
Okay. Do we need separate motions for council and improvement agency?
I think one motion would be sufficient.
Okay. Then I would like to move that we adopt the continuing budget resolution on behalf of the City Council and adopt the continuing budget resolution for the improvement agency.
I'll second that.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. Any additional discussion? And this just basically allows us to continue to do business until the budget is adopted. We expect there will be a gap between June 30th and whenever we adopt the final budget in July. That's the clarification for the folks there and those who are watching. Okay, roll call.